Alternatives Radio. FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Vectis Radio. Vectisradio.com.
You're listening to Tuesday Afternoon Show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our first guest in.
We have the lovely Sarah Brown.
It's Rachel.
Rachel Brown. Not
we
Sarah
have
Brown.
The lovely Rachel Brown.
I don't know why you said that.
Rewind. Yeah, we'll edit that as we go. Yeah. It's because we've got a Sarah coming in next.
Yeah, we've got Rachel Brown. Now, you're going to come to talk to us about careers this afternoon.
Yes, yeah. I met Maggie and yourself a few weeks ago, actually, over at one of the secondary schools, which is one of the areas I do my voluntary work, where we go in and we do mock interviews for young people.
Yes, I always enjoy doing those.
Yeah, that was great fun. And what I find is I get an awful lot out of it myself. It's not just about giving to them. It's also about getting things out as well. And I've spent quite a bit of time in the secondary schools here on the island talking about, you know, the sorts of things I've done in my life, just to give them that idea that actually you don't have to decide now.
No. Absolutely.
So when Maggie and I talked, we said, well, why don't I come in and have a chat? Yeah. Because I know that there are a lot of people that, you know, on the island who maybe are thinking, oh, well, you know, I've left it too late, or it's the wrong time, but absolutely not. So absolutely I thought we'd pop in and have a chat about what I've done over the years.
But it used to be that you leave school and you have your career and you've been that for life, whatever it was. That's
yes,
how it used to be.
It did.
But it isn't now. You can change and decide you don't like that, I'm going to do something else. And as you say.
You can. And when I first started, sort of, you know, when I left university all too many years ago now, that absolutely was the case. You'd go into a job and you would expect it to be for life. And people were expecting it to be for life. And it's very much been whilst I've been working during my career that I have discovered that actually you have to retrain, you have to be open to new ideas.
Absolutely.
I think you're right. I started work at 16 as an apprentice, and I assumed, and everybody else assumed, that I'd be there till I retired at 65, and that clearly wasn't going to be the case.
No,
it
no.
didn't happen until, I suppose, the mid to late 80s, which things started to turn around a bit, but now it's different. And the other thing is, of course, today there's a lot of pressure on younger people to go to university. That isn't necessarily the right course for them, is it?
No, and there are lots of different opportunities for them now, and that's certainly some of the things I talk about when I go into the schools, is to find out what their options are. Don't just decide on one particular route, find out all the different routes. My daughter's actually at that stage now. She's just deciding what she's going to do, and I'm starting to look at the apprenticeships, look at the university courses, look at what else is out there for you, because actually you can achieve the same things, the same places you want to be, in various different routes now.
But you've got to pick the route that's right for you, haven't you?
Absolutely. When I was sort of a child, well, it's probably one of my first memories I can ever remember, is I wanted to be a vet. And throughout my childhood, I was obsessed with being a vet. That was absolutely what I wanted to do.
Because you wanted to save animals.
But that's what I wanted to do. I don't know where that came from, because I didn't have, as a young child, we didn't have pets in the house. My parents weren't particularly into animals, and I certainly didn't have that contact with them. So I had to seek out those opportunities. So as soon as I could, about 12 years old, I started volunteering for the local RSPCA. Now, of course, unfortunately, rules have changed now. It's not always possible to do that. But back then, I would go in every Saturday morning. My dad would drive me across to the little RSPCA cattery, and I'd spend the Saturday morning cleaning out cat cages. It certainly wasn't glamorous. It was fairly smelly. It was fairly yucky. And if I was really lucky, at the end of the session, I would get the opportunity to go into the little enclosure with the kittens and do a bit of socialisation with the kittens for 10 minutes or so. But that was my first determination. I said, right, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with animals. I want to be a vet.
Yep.
And I continued that throughout my sort of school years, really. I got a job in a local pet shop as a 13, 14 year old. Again, not glamorous at all. It was a exotic pet shop.
Oh, right.
So they sold a lot of the reptiles and snakes and things like that. Never got to have any contact with those types of animals. My job was to go out into the backyard, into the back shed, where they used to breed the rats and mice that used to feed the exotic animals.
As you do.
And my job was just to clean them out.
Oh.
And again, I can't remember how many times I got bitten, and it was very unglamorous. That was one of the first places I discovered that actually if you stuck at something, you could actually progress, because after a sort of a few months, they let me start to go in and stock the shelves in the pet shop, and that was great. That was fantastic. So in I went, you know, we'd be able to go into the shop and there was daylight for a start. That was the first thing. And then by the time I was 16, so 3-4 years on, I was actually trusted to actually then run the shop on the in the afternoons on my own, whilst the owners had a bit of a Saturday afternoon off and watched the footy. So
you'd progressed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I really saw that, and I actually saw that my hard work and my sticking at something that was really horrible.
Yeah.
Actually gave me that opportunity to stick with it.
Because there's a lot of times when young people or even older people think, right, I'm going to do X job and I'm going to start in the middle. No, you've got to start at the bottom and work up. Everyone has to learn.
I think that's true. And I mean, I obviously did learn an awful lot just by watching, just by hearing, just by sort of being around what was going on. Mm. And I do think you're absolutely right. There is a lot of pressure on young people now to make a decision about where they want to start. And at that point, sort of, you know, that's where they expect to go in. Whereas, in fact, there's a great deal of benefit from starting at the bottom and actually working your way up into the roles that take on more responsibility and give
them more
opportunity.
Which is what an apprenticeship is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You've got to learn the ropes of everything.
Yeah, very much so. And you do have to sometimes do the grotty jobs that nobody else really wants to do. Around that time as well, I did actually have the opportunity to do lots of work experience, just like the kids do now at school. They had the opportunity. Yeah. I had the opportunity to do 1 week here and there, and also sort of more regular once a week.
Yeah.
And I found a local veterinary practice that was happy to take me.
But you're not a vet now.
I'm not a vet now, no. But that gave me, again, huge amount of experience. The veterinary practice I was attached to actually were the local zoo vets. I was down in South Devon, so they were the vets for Peyton Zoo. So I had the opportunity to work with some wild animals as well. Ooh. And I can actually say I have brushed the teeth of a tiger.
Oh, that's something to put in your CV.
He wasn't awake at the time. Yes, absolutely. Brilliant to put on the CV. Would have been if I'd gone into veterinary, but I didn't.
No.
I went to sixth form and I did fairly well in my GCSEs, one of the first years to do GCSEs, went into GCSEs, discovered that A-levels were a lot harder, and the grades that you needed to get into veterinary school were just out of my reach, and I had to be realistic about that.
That's a shame.
Had to be realistic about that. My academic ability wasn't high enough to get those very straight grades. So then I was sort of faced with this kind of limbo.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people find themselves in, a lot of young people find themselves in.
What
shall I do now? Well, I was good at science and I enjoyed science. So I thought, right, okay, well, I'll go and I'll look at science. And I toured the country looking at all the different universities. I look back now, as a parent of a daughter who's doing that right now, I was travelling around the country from South Devon all the way up to Lancashire during the peak of the IRA targeting railway stations. So the worry that I must have caused my parents, and I cannot imagine what that must be.
You probably didn't give it a second thought.
No, didn't give it any thought. When you're that age, you don't, do you? You know, it's, so I decided, based nothing else on really, I liked the post. I decided on Leicester. I liked the city, I liked the environment. But when I arrived in Leicester and I arrived to do a biochemistry degree, I discovered very early on that actually the whole university was abuzz with the fact that one of their academics, Sir Alec Jeffries, had just secured the first, or just been involved in the first prosecution using DNA in court. It had just gone through then. So genetics in Leicester became the centre of sort of, you know, the global centre of the growth in the genetic fingerprinting and using genetics for that kind of investigation. We think about it now, we don't really think about the fact that DNA is used.
It's always been there,
but actually it was there. So I actually came out of university with a very convoluting degree, which is a molecular genetics degree. Means I'm a girl in pub quizzes because it's fabulous for that sort of thing.
We'll talk to you about that in a minute then.
But again, I was like, okay, I've got this degree, now what do I do?
Yeah, Rachel, talking about career options, because we were talking before the break that there's a lot of pressure on people these days to go to university, and somehow they're looked down upon if they don't do that, which is wrong, isn't it?
I think that's used to be the case. I think nowadays the various different options that are available to young people mean that actually people have got to different places in all sorts of different ways. And as we were saying, actually a career isn't a career for life anymore.
No.
So people can be in careers that they never expected to be, aren't related to their degree at all. As I say, I've got a degree in molecular genetics. I don't use that in any way, shape or form.
No.
So there are all sorts of different ways people can get to where they are. And what I love about the Isle of Wight particularly is the number of people who take the opportunity to start their own businesses run their own business and be their own boss. I think we've got the highest proportion of self-employed people in the country. And that's really, really incredible, because what that does is it gives people an opportunity to explore. And I had the opportunity to be self-employed a few years ago, and I started out with one idea and ended up with something completely different.
We both relate to that because we did that. We both worked for other organisations for many, many years, and then I got made redundant for the second time. I thought, I've had enough of this, I'll go do something else. But I was kind of looking forward to the second redundancy because I'd already set my mind I was going to do something else. And you decided to go and set up your own business because that's the easiest thing to do.
That's the easiest thing to do, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think redundancy, although obviously it's very difficult at the time, yes. And I know an awful lot of people and ourselves who've lived through some very, very difficult times, actually it does give you opportunities as
it
well.
Does.
It does, yes.
It almost forces you to go out there and look at what else is available.
Well, at the time you think, it's me, you know, I'm no use now, I'm on the scrap heap. But you can come out of that.
Absolutely. I mean, I spent most of my career after I left university in the public sector. So mm-hmm. first of all, I went off into the Royal Infirmary in Leicester, same place as I did my degree, and I went into a trainee laboratory position.
All right.
So it was very badly paid. I was worse off than when I was a student, which was fairly hard to bit.
Wow, that's quite something.
Absolutely. I remember thinking, how am I going to eat? But I did get a day release to a course in London. I'd never had the opportunity to spend any time in London, and I suddenly had the option of going down there once a week. At my employer's expense, and I used to have to go to my course, which was obviously 9 to 5 during the day, but then I had the rest of the day to myself. So obviously late night trades back to Leicester, used to spend a little bit of time in London, and that gave, again, opened my eyes to some opportunities that were available, things I hadn't seen before. So although actually that wasn't the career for me, I was working in a laboratory that was it was actually set up for a right-handed person, and I'm left-handed. And unfortunately at the time I couldn't have claimed that, you know, actually this isn't working for me, so I had to step aside from that role, because I was handling obviously chemicals and bodily fluids, that meant that I wasn't in a position to continue because I didn't want the spillages and contamination.
Of course not.
But even though that particular part of my life didn't give me the career opportunity I wanted, what it did do was give me something else, which was that opportunity to spend some time in London, which was great. So
you've got to take the opportunity when they thrust themselves upon you. One of the things we try to talk to people about is that watch out for the opportunities as you go along your path, because there may be a turn off somewhere you think, that looks interesting, what's going on down there? And that could be a complete change in your life.
So a bit of a deviation.
Absolutely. And I think what you also perhaps look back on, and I certainly do now, is look back on periods of my life which I didn't feel were very good, or I wasn't productive, or I didn't feel as though I was going anywhere. And some of the lessons I learned then, or some of the opportunities I had then, were some of the best in my life.
Because you do learn a lot as you go along.
We're going to have to sum up fairly soon.
Okay.
So what would be your general advice to people? They're currently in full-time education. They're looking beyond the end of GCSEs, maybe going to sixth form, maybe not, maybe going to an apprenticeship. But
I think it's keep your options open. And I think that's for more than just people who are leaving school now. I think it's for everybody, wherever they are in their careers, whether they've been in the same job for 20 years, whether they're in something that they've only just started but they're not enjoying, or whether actually they're just really thinking, you know what, I'm ready for a new challenge. Keep your options open.
Yeah.
Think about what you've done in life and actually call on those skills, and don't think that they're in boxes.
Really good point. Because we've all got transferable skills, you just don't think we have.
And find something you love doing.
I think that's true. And I think, you know, you may find that sometimes, you know, there are bits of your job you don't enjoy, but there are all sorts of other opportunities. I mean, I do an awful lot of voluntary work, and I find that gives me as much back, and I learn as much from that as I do from actually my job.
Yeah, we do. That's excellent advice for people, not just from school, but and don't worry if you're at school and you don't know what to do. You probably won't know what to do for some time.
No, there are jobs that haven't even been invented yet that by the time you've left school will be there.
Yeah,
and there's absolutely no shame in starting a job and then saying, actually, this isn't for me, I'm going to move on to something else.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Do that by all means.
It's better to admit defeat, if you like.
Well, it's better to admit that it's not for you and move on.
Yes, and move on.
We need to go up to the news now.
Okay.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.